Hello students, welcome to the e-learning program launched by Atomic Energy Education Society. Today we are going to study chapter 5, Water of Geography. Our Earth is called blue planet because 71% of the Earth's surface is covered with water. Water is the main reason for life on the Earth. Water flows endlessly between the ocean, atmosphere and land. You will be surprised to know that the amount of water on the Earth has remained relatively constant over the past several years. Why? The answer of this question is water cycle. Now let us see what is water cycle. After rain, we can see puddles on the street. When the sun comes out, the puddles disappear. Where does the water go? It becomes water vapor and lifts up into the atmosphere. The sun's heat causes evaporation of water vapor. When the water vapor cools down, it condenses and forms clouds. From there, it may fall on the land or sea in the form of rain, snow or sleet. The process by which water continually changes its form and circulates between oceans, atmosphere and land is known as water cycle. There are three main stages in the water cycle. They are evaporation, condensation and precipitation. Evaporation is a process by which water changes from liquids to gas or vapor. Condensation is the process by which water vapor turns into liquid. It is the reverse of evaporation. Condensation happens when air becomes so saturated with water vapor that it cannot hold any more water. Precipitation. When too much water has condensed, the water droplets in the clouds become too big and heavy for the air to hold them. So, they fall back down to the earth as rain, snow, hail or sleet. Precipitation is any liquid or frozen water that forms in the atmosphere and falls to the earth. We can say that our earth is like a terrarium. A terrarium is a collection of small plants growing in a transparent sealed container. The water in the terrarium is constantly recycled, passing from liquid form to gas and back again. The amount of water on our planet doesn't increase or decrease. The ocean bodies and seas contain salty water as it contains large amount of dissolved salts. Most of the salt is sodium chloride or the common table salt that we eat. The amount of salt in grams present in 1000 grams of water is called as salinity. The average salinity of the oceans is 35 parts per 1000. Dead Sea in Israel has salinity of 45 parts per 1000. Swimmers can float in it because the increased salt content makes it dense. That means it has high density. Now next point is distribution of water bodies. We know that 3/4 of the Earth's surface is covered with water. If there is more water than land, why do many countries face water shortages? Is all the water on Earth available to us? To get the answer of these questions, we have to study the distribution of water. 97.3% water is in oceans and this is salty water. The remaining 2.7% water constitutes freshwater sources. The freshwater is again distributed in subsections. 2% fresh water is in the form of ice caps. 0.68% fresh water is groundwater. 0.009% fresh water is present in inland seas and lakes. 0.0019% fresh water is in atmosphere. And only 0.0001% is found in rivers. Fresh water seems abundant, but in reality, it is very limited. Just 2.7% of the water on our planet is fresh water. Less than 1% of fresh water is easily accessible to us. Water distribution can be understood by doing a simple activity. Take 2 liters of water in a vessel. Suppose it represents the total water on the surface of the earth. Take out 12 spoons of water from this vessel in a glass. The water that is left behind in the vessel represents the salty water found in oceans and seas. The 12 spoons of water that was taken in the glass is the total amount of fresh water on the earth. The fresh water is again distributed in subsections. 9 spoons of water represents the water in the ice caps. 2 spoons of water represents the groundwater. 1/2 spoon represents the fresh water in lakes. And 1 drop of water represents the water in all the rivers. All the large rivers like the Amazon do not even add up to 1% of Earth's total water. Water is absolutely essential for our survival. Water alone can quench our thirst when we are thirsty. Now, don't you think we are wasting a valuable resource when we use water carelessly? So children, use water carefully. I hope all of you have understood the fundamentals of water cycle and distribution of water bodies. Try to complete the given assignments. Thank you. Have a nice day.